Let's move on, everyone. We have to keep the schedule and to keep the pace for all our viewers online and the rest of them. For this next talk, we are welcoming Romain, who is going to talk about dependency injections. Please give Romain a warm welcome.
So, thank you for having me. I'm really glad to be here with you. I'm Romain Boissel, and today I will guide you through our journey of improving the use of Codeine, a dependency injection library using KSP. So you already seen that commercial ad, so I'll make it quick. I'm really happy to work with Solomon on advocating as well as providing services and trainings on Kotlin, and I'm really grateful that JetBrains is rewarding us years after years. So let's talk about the real subject here, open source. So we are maintaining a set of Kotlin multi-platform independent tools that are compatible on every target on which we can compile Kotlin. And obviously today we're going to talk about dependency injection with Codeine. So let's team up and see what are our problems today and how we are trying to solve them with KSP. First, a little bit of context on why we are using dependency injection in our applications. So let's assume that I have a view model that needs multiple instances of use cases. So I will need to initialize every one of those use cases and their own dependencies and so on. So to avoid managing those initializations, we often use the dependency injection pattern. In dependency injection, the DI container has the responsibility to initialize every instances we need to make our objects work, and so we can lazily retrieve them with a simple function call. So here we see that we used a generic function that is called instance, or we often see get, inject, or whatever. In some other libraries or frameworks, we often see a huge amount of annotations. That sounds like magic to a lot of people. And another problem with the generic instance function is that I don't really know what is behind it. Is it a singleton, a factory? Do I need to pass an argument? I don't really know. Another problem comes with the DI binding declaration. As a maintainer, I know what's behind all that, but it can be confusing for newcomers. And on top of that, there is no compilation checks. So